Now, as we come to Zechariah, here's a prophet that we want to get acquainted with, know something about his background. His name means whom Jehovah remembers. And he's identified here as the son of Berechiah. And Berechiah's the son of Iddo, the prophet. And so, actually, Zechariah, the name means Jehovah remembers. And Berechiah means Jehovah blesses. And Iddo means the appointed time. And these cluster names are quite interesting, by the way, because actually God remembers to bless at the appointed time. And that, I think, is something we ought to pick up here in this first verse. Now, this cluster of names with such rich meanings is suggestive of the encouragement that God wanted to give to the remnant that had returned to Jerusalem. In other words, God remembers and blesses in the appointed time. And we've seen that in the prophecy of Haggai. Now, the Jewish Targum states that Zechariah was slain in the sanctuary and that this Zechariah was both prophet and priest. And in Nehemiah 12:4, Iddo is mentioned as one of the heads of a priestly family. And Josephus states that Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, was slain at the temple. There are those who identify Zechariah here, by the way, as the one mentioned by the Lord Jesus in the 23rd chapter of Matthew. Probably we ought to turn to that in 23:35, where he says that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, the son of Berechiah, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. So that apparently this is the man that we're dealing with here. But there are in Scripture about 25 men, separate men by the name of Zechariah that's mentioned. In fact, somewhere between 25 and 30 Zecharias are mentioned in the Scripture. Now, there is one that's mentioned that I'd like to call attention to, one other one, and he's the one who actually opens the New Testament. And it's quite interesting. This Zechariah just about closes the Old Testament next to the last book. And the New Testament actually opens with Luke's account. And it's the account of Zechariah, a priest, who was serving at the altar of incense when the angel appeared to him. And his wife was named Elizabeth. So that, again, God remembered. And after 400 years of silence, he broke through. Why? Because God remembered. And Zechariah is the first one that has appeared to. So that makes Zechariah quite an important individual here for us to look at. Now, we've already mentioned this before. Zechariah was contemporary with Haggai, although he was younger than Haggai. And you say, how do you know? Well, the way that we know is in Zechariah 2:4 it says, and said unto him, run, speak to this young man. And this young man was Zechariah. So I take it that Haggai is a much older man than that. But this book, actually, that he wrote, it has the characteristics of an apocalypse. The visions resemble those in the book of Daniel and Revelation. And here is some facts that are quite interesting to note. Daniel was born in the land of Israel, but he wrote his apocalypse outside of the land of Israel, down in Babylon. Now, Zechariah was born outside the land, probably down by the canals of Babylon, but he wrote his within the land. Now, Daniel and Ezekiel and John all wrote outside the land, and they all wrote books that are like an apocalypse. Only Zechariah was in Israel when he wrote his apocalypse. In other words, in the dark day of discouragement, which blanketed the remnant, he saw the glory in all of the rapture and vision of hope. He has more messianic prophecies than any of the other minor prophets.